Some people, like Naomi Sargent, are born optimists. They instinctively provide themselves with an explanatory style that gets them over the hurdles that trip up the pessimists. I'm not like Naomi. I wasn't born optimistic. I've had to learn, and sometimes invent, techniques for getting over my walls. My work is mostly writing. And the hardest part of writing for me is supplying examples, juicy ones that really put flesh on the abstract principles I write about. I've spent 25 years researching these principles, so writing about them is never a problem. But for many years, when I got to the parts that needed examples, I'd get a headache. That meant I'd hit the wall. I'd start to fidget. I'd make phone calls. I'd analyze data sheets. I'd do anything other than write. And if the wall was really high, I'd go out and play bridge. Not only would I not get my work done, but as the hours turned into days, I'd be stricken with guilt and then depression. All this has changed. I still hit the wall more often than I'd like, but I found some techniques that always help me. You've already learned them, and now I'll show you how to apply them to your work. I'm talking about listening in on your internal dialogue and disputing it when it turns negative.
In your work, when do you hit the wall? Bring to mind the recurring situation that most often blocks you and discourages you. Hold on to your example throughout this section and see how learned optimism will get you over that wall. We'll again use the ABC and ABCDE models. Martin Seligman has used these models successfully in many professional workshops.
Now it's your turn to play the wall-vaulting game. Tune in on your own...